well, I wanted to do my bit for the bees, so I bought a couple of bee hotels. I put them up in my garden, and obviously every day kept checking to see if any bees were coming in. No bees, and then all of a sudden I noticed this, what only could be described as a tarantula, nesting in one of the holes.
Oh, dear. Now, it says in this article that it's the size of a dinner plate. It doesn't look the size of a dinner plate to me.
I did not say that.
are you saying the Daily Star have embellished your story?
They have slightly, but it is huge. And it has green glowing fangs.
Green glowing fangs. And then apparently, is there another one that's taken up residency next door to it?
Yes, well, somebody told me that these spiders eat the false widows. So I was like, oh, okay. And then when I was trying to get pictures for the Daily Star, I shined my torch up and there's a blooming widow living about three floors up from that one in the same hotel.
I'm not sure there's going to be many bees in this bee hotel.
No, no bees. No bees whatsoever. Just a massive tube spider with green glowing fangs and a false widow.
So what do you do now? I know you're a little bit scared of spiders. So what do you do with this?
Nothing. It won't come out of its home, so I can't get it out. And I've unfortunately glued the hotels to the wall, so I can't get them off either.
You've got to move house. You've just got to move house now, Julie.
I have. I'm terrified that in September they're going to get a bit chilly and decide to come into my house. If it comes in my house, I'm moving.
Yeah. I mean, you're quoted in the Daily Star saying, "I keep searching my bedroom before going to bed because I'm so scared of being bitten by one of these monsters or waking up with one on me." It's terrifying.
Right, I have to say, that's not embellished. Because I've been so obsessed with keeping an eye on this spider, every time I go in my bedroom, I check the bedroom before I go to bed. Yes, I do that.
Well, I mean, what do they say? During an average night, around about 50 creepy crawlies crawl over your body during the night. So most probably, he is coming in and having a little sleep. You never know.
No, it's huge. It is huge.
You banned the grandchildren from playing in the garden because you're terrified of the spider attacking. Is that true?
Partly, it's more probably to do with I don't want them knocking my flowers.
That'll be it. Because you've spent a lot of time in that garden recently. You've spent a lot of time. You went to the Chelsea Flower Show. You've got loads of stuff in the garden now. And now, do you actually want to be out there?
No, but the thing is they were saying that they go to gardens that have a lot of insects in. So obviously, now I've put all those flowers out there to attract nice insects. Now I've attracted them as well. So next year there'll be no flowers, no nothing in my garden.
Have you thought, Julie? I'm just wondering. Have you thought that this may be a female, and at some point you're going to have more than one of these lovely little spiders? You're going to have hundreds of them in that bee hotel.
Oh, I'll have to do something then, definitely. I can't have that.
It looks like the perfect home for a lot of spiders, though, the bee hotel tubes.
Yeah, no, I am really unhappy. All jokes aside, it's quite a serious issue for me.
Oh, Julie, it's brilliant. Honestly, fantastic story. Really, really, I mean, obviously not for you, but a fantastic story.
It's a shame that your brother isn't taking this seriously, isn't
no,
it?
No, not at all.
You're obviously very distressed about this situation, Julie, and you've just
it
got...
I've gone obsessed with it.
Yeah,
I can't stop looking to make sure that it's still there, because if it's not there, that's it. It's obviously on the wander somewhere.
You've just got him giggling to himself here, so...
Oh. Julie. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine, I'm sure. But I don't know. I mean, I would move out, personally. I wouldn't be able to cope.
Not knowing. You would not want one of those under your pillow, would you?
Oh, good Lord, no.
They do hurt when they bite you, guys.
Really?
Yes, it gives you a sting worse than a hornet.
Oh, yeah. And we remember when Paul, our brother, got stung by hornets, so we know that that's bad.
Yeah, he did indeed. Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. Julie, an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You're
off to the Isle of Wight today. Enjoy that. And hopefully your home won't be overrun by arachnids by the time you get back.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Julie. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.